This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I look at a lot of the teams right now. I look at the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's use them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make the playoffs last year.
They should have.
They didn't have a great year. Joe Burrow had a great season.
Yeah.
Maybe had they made the playoffs, he would have been the MVP, but he didn't. And you're not going to win the MVP on a team that doesn't make the playoffs, at least not in the NFL. That's not going to happen. Baseball, sure. Mike Trout on line one. But I believe in Joe Burrow. And I believe in Zach Taylor, their head coach, still, because he's an offensive guy. Their defense was holding him back last year. It wasn't a good defense. So Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor, as long as I have those two, I got faith that, you know what? They could be a Super Bowl contender next year.
Sure.
Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh. I got faith in that duo. Mark Andrews catches that pass. Maybe it's the Ravens going to the Super Bowl instead of the Chiefs.
Absolutely.
Right? Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen and your head coach there, Sean McDermott. Okay. And McDermott a little bit for me is he always kind of comes up short, but
regular season, he wins the AFC.
Correct. There you go. You want to have a couple other ones in there. Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni. At this point, I think you got to throw them in there.
Okay.
They've been there twice together now.
Yeah.
And you got to give them that. Okay. Do I feel the same way I do about those head coach and quarterback tandems as I do with Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yes. because I've seen them be so damn close from winning that Super Bowl. And now you say, oh, I saw it with Jimmy Garoppolo too. I was like, it wasn't the same though. I didn't feel the same way about Jimmy Garoppolo's performance in the Super Bowl like I did with Brock Purdy. Not that with Brock Purdy's was amazing by any stretch of the imagination, but he was good enough to win that Super Bowl, and they didn't.
I would say his fourth quarter playoff performances have been significantly better than Jimmy Garoppolo, and that's where I draw the big distinction.
He didn't lose them the game like it felt like Jimmy did at times.
He's
in
a high-level loser, bro.
Jimmy just collapsed in fourth quarters.
Yes, and it was hard to unsee that.
Yes.
So I give that same benefit of the doubt as I did with all those other head coach and quarterback tandems, as I do with Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan. What do you say to that?
I kind of agree with you. I look at Stafford, right? And McVay.
That's another one.
Right? Stafford and McVay, as long as they're together, it's like, I'm never going to count them out, you know? And that's how I feel about Kyle and Purdy right now. Now, look, if Purdy suffers another injury this year, then no, we have a different question. Now we're having the health question. I'm going to go off the assumption that he's going to stay healthier this year. They're going to win a lot of games. And they're going to be a proficient offense. Even when he was not playing well, they're moving the ball. It's red zone where they were stalling out. And, you know, you heard George Kittle in the beginning of the year, the middle of the year. It was around the time the Debo fallout happened where he was we got to kind of switch things up in the red zone. Yeah. After that, George Kittle was prioritized in the red zone and they became a better red zone offense. Then Purdy went down and kind of the season got off track. As long as they've got Purdy and Kyle, to me, you're never going to be one of these bottom dwellers.
No.
People are acting like Kyle and Brock is the New York Giants. No, they're not. They're definitely not the Jaguars. They're definitely not the Indianapolis Colts. Those teams have already eliminated themselves before the season's even started, right? And I would even put them a click above a team like the Arizona Cardinals, although the Arizona Cardinals beat you last year.
See, I think the distinction I have in what you're saying is you're saying they're going to be a solid, at the very least, a middle of the pack.
I'm saying if the whole team is hollowed out, I'm not accounting for it. George Kittle's still here and CMC's still here. And I think that Ricky Pearsall is going to take a big leap forward. I'm going on the assumption their defense is still awful because it is awful and it needs to be retooled.
Okay.
Can we all acknowledge that?
Yes.
They've got one of the worst personnels on defense in the league.
Which is crazy because, again, a year removed there, just it felt like you were holding that Kansas City Chiefs offense to diddly poo, and then Drake Greenlaw gets hurt and it all falls apart.
I don't want to trade Nick Bosa. I'm asking you guys right now, if you were looking to get less expensive and to have a ton of picks and give yourself an opportunity to have 7-8 studs come out of this draft, you should have the thought exercise of exploring trading someone like Nick Bosa and Trent Williams. There's an argument to be made that we might have seen the best football of Nick Bosa already.
Maybe.
I'm not ready to say that that's necessarily the case because I think he should have a bounce back. But how many years am I going to say, hey, the guy doesn't have enough help?
Well, maybe we can get some help with Joey Bosa. Bring his brother over here. David in Denver, what do you say to that? Do you want Joey Bosa on this team to pair alongside his brother Nick? Good morning.
Hey, guys. My way to answer that is just to say for a couple years now, I've thought that our D line has really been the thing that has concerned me the most. And so we've had hits and misses, man. We've been this rotation of guys coming in. And so quite honestly, I like Joey, but it gives me pause because we've just been swinging and missing and trying to fill these gaps. And it just hasn't worked. And I really feel, and I know this is, I don't want to overgeneralize, but I really feel the D-line play and fall off has affected everything else on the defensive side. It's put a big load on Warner to where he got injured. I think he was trying to do too much. Puts a bigger load on our secondary. I think that D-line, that's just always been a point of contention for me. So I kind of pause because I'm like, Joey Bosa, okay, that sounds like it would be fun. But would it be effective, though? Mm. Or would he be another guy who comes in and is hurt, and then we have to move on in a year? I think that this offseason, to your guys' point, is going to be so very crucial into how we fix, for me, first, the trenches, and then on from there. I think there's just going to be – I'm really looking to our management and leadership to see what are they going to do. And then one other question for you guys I'll take off the air is moving to the offensive line. I've kind of thought that Trent Williams, because we've had Trent, because I heard you, Shassi, talk about maybe you know trade him, and I think some people would scoff at that. But for me, it's like I feel like having Trent has almost like masked the overall issues that our offensive line has had as a whole. What was your guys' level of concern for our offensive line last year? Because I feel like how people answer that can dictate, all right, is it really just we have Trent, so we're good? We could put mediocre guys around him, or is it he's a great player, but he's old, and maybe we do revamp? So I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts there?
Well, I look at this offensive line right now.
He's being improved.
Dominic Pooney is a really good player.
Great rookie season.
Really like him. But I would like to see them continue to reinvest and can we get four young guys to kind of grow together on that offensive line?
Yeah.
Now that's tough because you can miss. I mean,
trying to do like the Philadelphia Eagles kind of build, like, yeah.
It's tough. It's
all homegrown guys.
Do you see what the price point is right now for guards in the open market? I mean, $18, $19, $20 million a year. Aaron Banks, they drafted a couple years back during the Trey Lance draft. And he didn't even play his rookie year. And now he's going to walk in free agency. They're talking about him getting $20 million a year. I like Aaron Banks a lot. That's crazy. Like, that's crazy talk. $20 million? Like, if I just went to a Niner game and I started polling random fans, who is Aaron Banks?
No, I bake with Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
And that's, I'm not even trying to knock him. I'm really not. I'm not. I'm just saying, like,
that wasn't my best.
It's, you know, I mean, it's just, so it's wild. So right now I want to see this Niner team continue to reinvest through the draft. And I don't think the, you know, one pick in the first round and one pick in the second round. And I know they have multiple thirds and multiple fourths, and that's great. Like, they need multiple firsts, multiple seconds over multiple years to kind of reset their books here.
I'm curious about the one big move that people would want to see. And big move is maybe a stretch, or it could just be a signing of a player. It could be keeping a player. It could be paying Brock Purdy. It could be a draft pick that you want to see. What is something that could get the juices flowing again if you're a San Francisco 49er? Because I see all these other teams making deals. I see all these other teams in action. I would like to see the 49ers be a part of these conversations. And I know they are having the conversations because Adam Schefter, ESPN, earlier in the week, we're talking about the 49ers fielding calls on pretty much anyone.
Well, again, I think that the 49ers in their particular financial situation are open to listening on just about anybody. Right. And so if there's a team out there that is willing to take on the Brandon Ayuk contract with him coming off the torn ACL, I'm sure they would listen. Absolutely. But again, you've got to find a team that's willing to take on the player with the injury, with the contract. That's not a simple thing to do. Look, if there's no knee injury, it's a simple deal. But because there's a knee injury, because he may miss the first half of next season, and there are questions about, you know, when he'll get back next year, there are a whole host of pending issues. But the Niners, again, for them to play in the free agency sandbox, they're going to have to find ways to clear out salary, whether that's through Brandon Ayuk or Jordan Mason or any other player that they don't bring back or let go. They have to find ways to get money to help field the kind of roster that they want. So if an offer comes in on Brandon Ayuk and there's a team out there that's willing to take on that particular situation, I'm sure they would be open to listening to it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the Free Odyssey app. That was Adam Schefter, courtesy of ESPN. I believe that was on the Pat McAfee show earlier in the week, Joe Shasky.
So I'm looking at this salary cap tracker for the whole league. And it's current as of like a week ago, okay? With the Deebo Samuel acquisition by Washington. The Niners have about $34 million in cap space. Now, I know that this is a moving target, okay? They're looking at it, and they have the most amount of dead cap money in the league. Only the Browns and the Eagles even come close. And they're $15 million behind where the Niners are at. And that's before the Javon Hargrave move.
$65 million right now in dead cap for the San Francisco 49ers.
So I remember, you know, in the early 2000s when the Niners had all of this dead cap money going back to the Super Bowl year in 94. They spent like crazy to try to win a championship, and they won the one. Some would say they might have overspent considering they only won one, but they won that one. And then years later, they were still paying for Ray Brown and Charles Mann and Ricky Jackson and all these random acquisitions, Bart Oates and stuff. Yeah, I know, Bart Oates, BYU. And so, like, you're looking at it and you're saying to yourself, wow, why can't we afford, this is back in the early 2000s, why can't we afford Garrison Hurst and Jeff Garcia and T.O.? Because you had a ton of dead cap money. You literally couldn't afford the team that you have now to continue to compensate the players that you need to compensate because you need to get your books in order. And I look at this Niner team and they spent and spent and spent and spent. And the hard truth is very difficult to come to grasp with. They might just be kind of screwed. And their best avenue to competing, both for the now and for the next couple of years, is move a couple of the bloated contracts, get some pick back, and pray to God that you hit them.
Tim Kawakami, TK Show, TK Pod, Joe Shasky, kind of talking about what you're talking about right now. Niners have not felt good about some of these deals as of late.
Interesting time. I'll put it that way. Interesting times. Does that mean anything for Purdy? Maybe a little bit. Does that mean anything for other veterans, for George Kittle's extension? Maybe. Does that mean something for Trent Williams? And I just think it's pretty clear. I don't want to be real blunt about it. We know how talented he is, but I mean, he's going to play next year, but that might be it for Trent Williams. I mean, I think it's pretty, I would say, you know, not put it in ink, but I would put it down in pencil. That might be Trent Williams' last season, certainly at that contract. Like, there are a lot of things in the air with the 49ers. It's aggravated by the fact they went 6-11, but I also think there's been some, you know, they have not felt good about some of these deals, and they don't want to do it anymore.
I'll just say this. They don't feel good about these deals, and I'm not trying to pick on Brandon Ayuk. I'm just saying, forget the injury, because that's a whole nother can of worms. He had a career year. He wasn't even your number one target on offense. It was either CMC or Kittle or whatever. You gave him $76 million guaranteed last year, and it bled into the regular season. Zach Bond and Saquon Barkley just signed for more guaranteed money right now. Right now, after winning the Super Bowl. They got a Pro Bowl, all-pro level player on both sides of the ball for the same price of Brandon Ayuk. Look, that the Niners have lost some of these deals.
And how do you start winning the deals, but those also contributing to wins on the field? Like, that's going to be the ultimate, you know, telltale sign this offseason, is you have to win when it comes to free agency, when it comes to these trades, when it comes to, you know, Brock Purdy. And that's going to be the next big domino effect, is Brock Purdy and this contract extension, Joe Shasky. You know, how much is he going to try to help this team for the now, right? I know he wants, again, we always get, I don't want to get into this, he deserves the bag. He deserves every money. Great. He's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah,
he deserves whatever he wants.
Pay raise. Yeah.
How much is Brock going to look at this team right now? Like, you're looking at it right now and saying, you know what? I need help, though. Like, maybe I take, you know, my cap hit isn't this crazy. Maybe it is backloaded towards the end so I can try to help for the now, because I want to keep winning. All I've known, if I'm Brock Purdy, is getting to an NFC Championship game, getting hurt, obviously, then getting to a Super Bowl. And then I got a little taste of the reality this past offseason when I didn't have a lot of help around me. No Christian McCaffrey, no Brandon Ayuk, and it was a struggle.
Many teams have three Hall of Fame talent players on offense in CMC, Trent, and George Kittle.
Correct, but if I can, you know what, help my team out this year, and that allows me to go get Davante Adams, for example.
With what money?
You scoff at it, again.
But with what money?
I'm not a capologist. I'm not saying anything about, I'm saying backload this contract if I can. Help structure it in a way where I can open up some cap space this season to help this team out and help me out. And because this is an offensive team, this isn't a team that's going to be predicated on their defense right now. We know that. The defense is a work in progress, and maybe they nail some picks, and maybe they can get back to where they once were, which is a legit top 10, top 5 borderline defense when everything's humming. But I know this is an offensive-driven league. I know I have an offensive-minded head coach. So that tells me I need to worry about the offense first and foremost, because I know I'm not going to be stopping a lot of teams defensively. That means I need to keep up offensively. I need to keep the ball in my hands. We're a run-first team. But you know what? If Christian McCaffrey's not going to be there or be, you know, who he once was, then I got to start investing in some wide receiving help. And again, what am I going to get? Brandon Ayuk? I don't know. I just don't think they're going to trade him. I just don't think another team's going to give up.
I would agree.
What they want to get.
For a guy we don't know is even healthy.
Why would I want, if I'm the New England Patriots, why the hell am I trading for Brandon Ayuk?
Which is, but this comes back to some of my Like, if I was just looking at this and I was taking a step back, I was like, all right, look, love Brock and love Kyle. I love that combination, and I believe in that combination long term. Well, if that's true, then you look at your roster and you say, all right, what's our quickest path to being back to where we were just a couple years ago? It's not doubling down on older guys and spending via free agency. That kind of got you into this grave that you're in right now financially. It's making shrewd, difficult decisions to move off of productive players and then praying that you and your scouts do the work that you did last year, finding a Malik Mustafa and a Ricky Pearsall and a Dominic Pooney and a Jacob Cowing, and you try to do the exact same thing again this year and next year. And then you're sitting here and you're looking, you're like, okay, now we're like the Rams. Because the Rams this morning wake up and they say, we got a quarterback and our head coach, and we got a lot of really premium players making nothing for the next couple of years.
You think about the leaps that some players take from year to year, right? So let's say Ricky Pearsall takes another leap, right? He only played really in a handful of games. In a couple of them, he was kind of a no-show. It's like, wow, was he even on the field? And then towards the end of the season, I was like, okay, I see a player right there. If Ricky takes another jump, if some of those secondary players, a Malik Mustafa, if he takes a jump, right? What do I get from a Renardo Green, right?
I didn't even reference him. Good call.
What if he could take a jump? So All of a sudden, if some of these guys, some of these players that you invested in last season do take that jump, because I do think we get bogged down a lot in, you know, the proven guys versus the unproven guys.
Sure.
But some of those unproven guys are going to prove themselves this next year, and maybe some of them take a step back, but it's going to be a mixed bag. I'm not feeling as worried about this team maybe as some are when it comes to, oh man, I don't think we can win this division. I hear you on all of it. I hear you on the Rams, right? Being a healthy fear of them, and not fear is a strong word, but you respect them if you're the 49ers and what they've been able to do. And you saw it in that playoff game against the Eagles. They're legit. When Matt Stafford, again, he's older. Is it his health? What is his health going to look like? If he goes down, then they're going to Jimmy Garoppolo, right? And we know the Jimmy Garoppolo experience. Maybe he can win some games, but that fear factor isn't there as more. Kyler Murray, I'm hearing rumors about, I think it's a Bovada right now on the gambling site. They have Kyler Murray getting traded to the New York Giants. They're the favorites to do that.
Well, that's interesting.
Like, maybe the Giants get hit. Again, there's so many things that could happen these next couple weeks, next couple months, that could change your entire outlook on this conference, on this division, and on this team going forward. And I'm curious to see, what is that one big move that 49ers fans want to see from this team? 888-957-9570.
I just look at this way. Like, if you believe in your quarterback, which I do, and if you believe in your head coach, which I definitely do, that I say to myself, all right, I can have a lot of moving parts around them. I'd like to keep Kittle around. I'd like to keep Fred Warner around, you know, and like, those guys mean more than just their presence on the field to this team. Other than that, the operation is, build this roster to where I can make the playoffs the next couple of years. And from there, I know Kyle's a playoff proven winner. The guy wins multiple playoff games every single year that he makes the playoffs. Did anyone have Washington in the NFC Championship game this year?
No.
They got into the playoffs, and then it's, hey, just go matchup to matchup. And I like my chances with Kyle and his staff against a lot of teams in the league.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.